Here's a blast from the past. It was 35 years ago this weekend that swashbuckling archaeologist Indiana Jones first burst onto the big screen. Fitting then that today we had the announcement of a huge discovery at one of the ancient sites where one of the Indy movies was filmed. The site is Petra in Jordan. It was used in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and you've seen the desert city in a bunch of other movies as well. The world's history guy Chris Wolf is cracking the whip on this one. So what exactly has been found, Chris, and what does it look like?
Well, they found multiple structures, but one of them is literally monumental. It's a giant rectangular platform, like much of ancient Petra, which was known to the poets, as I'm sure you remember, as a rose-red city half as old as time. So it's part built and part hewn out of the red-tinted sandstone hills that the city's built on. It's like 60 yards by 50 yards, so that's about as wide as a football field and about half as long. And on top of that, supported by a mass of columns on one side and a set of giant stone steps on the other, is a second, smaller platform, about the size of an Olympic swimming pool. And on top of that is another relatively small structure, also supported in part by columns. But you can't see any of it yet. It's yet to be excavated.
So do we know what it is?
No one knows for sure, but the authors of the article on the new research, which is published in the Journal of the American Schools of Oriental Research, suggest a ceremonial use, possibly religious. It's kind of oriented to the east, not towards the city center. Its builders, the Nabataeans, are believed to have incorporated some kind of sun worship into their religion, and later on, obviously, it was useful for Christians in that part of the world.
So how does a thing this size get buried, and why was it hidden for so long?
Well, Petra was in use until about the time of the Arab conquest in the 7th century. There was a series of earthquakes as well, so the city was abandoned and then consumed. The region is famous for its sandstorms, so you can imagine it getting buried pretty quickly.
And how did it get found?
Well, the article is called Hiding in Plain Sight. So literally, this thing was there all the time, but nobody could see it because nobody had thought to have a look from the air. So what they did was actually it was a BBC-supported experiment to use Google Earth Pro to actually try and look at archaeological sites, well-known archaeological sites, for new stuff. And so they found some multiple structures, which they investigated further using drones and ground-sensing imagery, and then did some ground truthing with archaeological teams doing several trips to the ground itself to just see what they could find.
Is there any sense of who built the structure?
Well, it's definitely the Nabataeans. Now, you may not remember who the Nabataeans...
No, never heard the Nabataeans.
Well, they're kind of the people who lived in the transitional zone between, like, Arabia and the Fertile Crescent countries of Iraq and Syria. Mm-hmm. And so as they got richer through trade, they pushed into the more fertile areas and built themselves a kingdom which lasted for several centuries. And they're believed to have been no one's really sure. They're a mix of Aramaic and Arabic in their ethnicity.
Now, we hear Middle East monuments in the news these days, and we think destruction of monuments by groups like ISIS. Are they anywhere near close to Petra?
No, well, Petra is in Jordan, and
right.
Jordan so far has been unaffected directly by ISIS, although they are involved in the coalition effort to fight them. But so far, so good.
The world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolf, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.